This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Here we go. Bang,
like
bang,
go
bang.
That's fun.
It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's
Thursday.
And it's 7:41, time for the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Check the Facebook page to catch any links or videos we mention on the air.
Yeah, yeah.
Facebook. Need yeah, yeah. Also go to RadioAlice.com and also get the Radio.com app. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All the stuff.
Get it all.
So it's Thursday, everyone. That means there's an NFL game, and the offering tonight is absolute cream crap.
Oh, what do we got?
Atlanta versus Carolina at 5:20. Nobody cares. Well, maybe
sure,
somebody cares.
Somebody cares. But
nobody
us.
Around here cares.
Right.
Anyway, so that's a disappointment. Don't forget, we fall back this weekend, everyone. The time is going to change, so if you want to go out for a last few late nights of sunshine after 6 o'clock, do, because it's going to end quick.
Yeah.
Hurry that up.
The dark days are coming.
I like it. I sleep way better as soon as the time changes, and I dread the next time change when I know I'm not going to get sleep. So this works for me. And also the weather's been spectacular.
Lovely.
And it's going to continue.
Perfection.
So, yesterday was just absolutely beautiful.
And the surf was up?
It wasn't up, no, but I just got to go out with some friends and the water was crystal clear and the sun was out and it was just one of those afternoons where we found a spot to ourselves and just laughed and talked about nonsense and
oh fun.
And then I had to run for it, you know, because I have a
you have a second job.
I have a deadline. Yeah, right. So I had to run for it. I ran up the hill and I changed as quickly as possible. I was 6 minutes late.
Oh.
And I was out in the front yard trying to get my gear done and then the kid walks out and I'm like, oh, mom just sent that child to me. Super.
Yeah. Mom was done with that child. What time is the switchover, Vinny?
At 1 o'clock.
Oh, 1 o'clock. It's 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock means something entirely different now, everyone.
Well, so what time are we doing this now? 10 o'clock? Is that just something you...
It depends. There's no... You know what? I, like most people who had routines prior to the pandemic, have had those just blowed up. They're just blowed up, and I expect them to return at some point, but I don't have any end in sight.
Someday.
Yeah. One of the things that early on in the pandemic was a conversation topic was, I don't know anybody who's got this.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody. I don't know anybody. We keep hearing stories about the ERs being packed with people.
Sure.
But I've never, now, more than two-thirds of Americans now personally know someone who has had the coronavirus. So,
or has been one of those people.
Yeah, I guess that makes it easier to put your damn mask on now that you know, oh, okay.
Turns out it doesn't make it easier. Well, they survived it, so it seems
so
like it wasn't
that bad.
Right. It's amazing how quickly they forget how scared they were, the panicked phone calls to the relatives on, say, the West Coast. The crying, the 9 days in the hospital, just out the window. You know, everything's fine. What?
Sounds like you're talking from experience. I don't know.
Am I?
I don't know.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Right.
Good guess. Solid guess. It's unbelievable.
It's still, I see a lot of the stories, and I don't always do them, but a lot of them where the person decides they're going to rally the non-maskers. Hey, everyone, let's all take our masks off. And then everyone goes, no.
No.
You lunatic.
And I don't want it, and I don't want to give it. Right.
Right, is hung out and gets, the most recent one was they were escorted from Disney World, where there's already limited entry. Everyone's got to be in masks. This person decided to take a stand.
At Disney World,
and they were escorted
well,
out.
Well, and listen, I mean, what's a safer place than a place where people come from all over the place to gather in this one place?
Right.
What could be safer than that?
By the way, because of the new restrictions that level we've risen to, or however that works, they were talking about the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk possibly reopening. And then the more I read into it, it's you have to be a resident of the county to get in, and they'll be at like 20% capacity. So it's not.
So it's not head on down to the boardwalk.
No, it's not. For those of you who thought, now I know what I'm doing, they're going to check your ID and they're going to send you home.
Well, so. How nice for the residents of Santa Cruz County.
And how nice for the people who own or run that thing that they can
make
at least
some money.
Yeah, exactly right.
Right.
Because that's got to be.
Well, and when did the people of Santa Cruz ever get that place to themselves?
Never.
Right. So now, congratulations.
We'll
spend
see.
Extra money. Let's keep that place afloat. I'd like to
visit
we'll that at some point in the future.
Yeah, we'll see if that ends up being a place people want to go or not. I have two little kids, so I'm sure I want to go.
Yeah. I have incredibly fond memories of the boardwalk and of Capitola and the little hotel there, the Venetian. I mean, honestly, I feel like that is a place in the future we'll do, like, you know, friend family reunions, because we all spent so many summers there.
Oh, my God. I'll see you.
I will definitely. That's the only reason I know where your apartment is, because I'm like, oh, I'm going to go drive by Vinny's apartment. That's right up the street.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
A new survey asked couples which annoying conversations keep coming up over and over in their relationships.
And?
It's the stuff that you expect. You know, you really like someone, you want to be around them more and more, but then you are, and then it's life. Now it's life stuff. Like, what are we going to eat tonight?
Mm. Oh, that combo. Oh, those are the combos, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to eat?
I never ask that.
Now?
Yeah, right.
I don't. I either tell him what I want or he's already got a plan. And usually I tell him what I want and he goes, oh, I already have a plan. I'll make that for you at some point.
The best is when they go, I don't really care what, you know, it doesn't matter to me. And you go, how about burritos? Nah, I don't really want burritos. I'm like, oh, you just said you didn't care.
Yeah, I think that if you're the person who makes the food in the house, you know, you shouldn't even just say, yeah, I got it. I have some.
Right.
And then sit, you know, people are hungry and they'll sit down and eat it.
Right.
Yeah, that's an annoying conversation. I can see that being annoying. What else?
What time do you leave home for something, an event, trip, whatever it is?
That's so funny. Now that you say it, we do get into a bit. I'm like, I want to leave at 12:30. We don't have to leave until 12:45. I'd really be more comfortable with those extra 15 minutes.
You and I would fight about that too. I absolutely cannot be somewhere 3 hours early. I'm not doing it. I have other things I can get done.
It's a cushion. It's a time cushion.
I don't want a cushion.
We got to have a
little
cushion.
You know what I want to do? I want to jump from the boat dock and make it to the boat as it's pulling away. That's what I want to do.
I don't want the stress that involves getting to the boat on time.
Listen to me.
I
want to
be at the boat and be first in line. I want to be the first one on there. I want to find a good seat and get comfortable.
Look, here's what we do. You go ahead and just sprint for the dock and make the boat. I will throw the luggage as it pulls away, and I'll be the final one to make the jump. And if I got to swim for it,
you don't realize how
that.
Stressful it is for me knowing that you might not make the boat.
I'm going to make it.
Oh my God,
don't
you're
worry.
I'm not going to make it. You know, I would believe you, except so many times you don't make it. So We're leaving at 12:30. I have spoken.
By the way, I'm going to take a bow. We did an excellent job just playing that out right there.
That was for sure. Yes.
And that's
Radio
how
Drama
it's done, everyone.
From Sarah and Vinny.
Does that sound familiar at all? Because that's the conversation.
And that's your clip of the day, Bryn.
Right. Mm-hmm. How long does it take one or both of them to get ready? That's another argument. The whole, Jesus, what are you doing up there?
I have to straighten my hair.
How
Jessica's
going
to be
spend?
There and she's going
to
see it.
These are the arguments couples have over different stuff. How much time to spend with extended family? Mm. Which movies or TV shows to watch? Big one at your place.
Yes. Oh, God, it's annoying. It's the most annoying, boring argument. I'm like, I don't care. Pick something. I'll watch whatever you guys put on the screen. I'm out of this combo.
No, but not that one.
Yeah, exactly. And then they put it up. I'm like, this? This sucks.
Holiday plans are on the list, alarm clock sounds and timing and bedtime, all of the things that couples find themselves arguing about over and over and over.
It never ends. Mm-hmm. The joys of marriage, the joys of couplehood.
Oh, man. Okay, I gotta skip forward to this thing. Shoot.
Uh-oh.
No, this is the one that I teased you with, so I got to do it because I'm running out of time. A woman in Florida was just busted. Okay, let me see her name. Hawaii Timba.
Hawaii Timba.
Hawaii. Hawaii.
Hawaii Timberlake. All right.
Hawaii Timba. She's a 32-year-old woman in Tampa, Florida. She's been running a five-year Amazon scam from March of 2015 until just recently when she was caught. Apparently, she was ordering from Amazon, and then she would return. She'd order items from Amazon and then return them. She'd always check the box that said she was paying for her own shipping, so they'd reimburse her the costs. I don't do a lot of this. Is that how that works?
I don't do a lot of
Amazon stuff or ordering
so
in general.
Say she was paying for the shipping
and that they needed to reimburse her.
Uh-huh.
And apparently she would use prepaid shipping labels from canceled orders to ship the stuff back to Amazon. She pulled this move 42,000 times before getting caught.
Damn.
They say here that she was averaging more than 20 returns a day. In order to do this.
This is a full-time job.
A full-time. That was my point in the tease. I was confused and couldn't sort of get
and
my head around how to explain this.
What kind of money are we talking about here?
She used 31 different accounts, but they were all in her name and used her address. And so how much money did she make for this full-time job?
And you said five years of a scam.
Over the course of 5 years, she made $165,000 total. Now that's
just not, that's a lot of effort for, you know, what averages out to 30 grand a year, you know.
Right. It still ends up being grand theft, and that's what she's being charged with, so she's in big trouble. But yes, I agree. The amount of work sometimes it's more work than just going and getting a job, this whole scam business you're running.
It sounds like a nightmare. I mean, packing and shipping and labels and printing. And I mean, I guess when you've got it down to a science, that's one thing. But I can't believe it went on for 5 years.
Yeah, I do think that there are people who, you know, I've met people through the years. In fact, one of my friends, I couldn't even keep the look off my face. He's like, you know what I like to do? This is how I go and get a pack of three T-shirts. I take one tee out. I keep it. And then I go and return the two. And no one ever checks. And I'm like, what an absolute waste of time. So you stole a T-shirt.
Yeah.
That is so weird and scummy.
Why don't you just buy the pack of three and go on with your life?
Yeah, now that's what I mean. It's just like, because you're getting over? Okay, well, you are.
People
right.
do
you're
like the, to beat the system, Vin.
You're the smartest guy in the world. Great job.
Ah. So, that's amazing.
What were you doing making all those returns?
No, I don't have any comment.
Do you have an attorney we could reach out to?
Not yet.
Oh, that's the lady from Florida?
That's the lady. Mm-hmm.
That's Hawaii. Okay.
Scamazon.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Went through this after a trip to Disneyland. Bottom line is the boys and I flew back to Oakland and Dad was left in L.A. Of course, his wallet was in my purse and the keys to the car were in his pocket. Oh, sometimes God. Men suck.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It is true. It's always the man. They just F everything up. God.
It goes both ways.
Not really. It's the man.
That is so classic. So he couldn't fly and she couldn't drive. Perfect.
Of course.
I agree with Sarah. Of course you do, 510. I agree with Sarah. Leave early. Partner didn't. That's the start of the other one.
What?
Had to spend it. No. I'm sorry. These are two different ones. Partner didn't listen and we missed. This one's a mess. Sorry. I can't read that one.
That's all right. You should cut and paste those. I suppose if they're just coming in
yeah, they just got posted. I'm just sort of going through them in the moment.
Nicole, you should cut and paste those and send those to him.
Okay, I'll work on that.
Get those all set. Okay. Poor thing. Looking around, trying to find the next words.
I realize you can't take credit for it, but radio.com is the best app ever. Money well spent.
Duh.
We always say it.
Yep.
All right, we're out of time. Coming up, Karen O, Willie Nelson, and Neil Young's older brother.
All right.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.